bigly. That's what I'm saying. Trump and his new crew are poised to win bigly. Yes, they are. You know how I always say bigly? And one of my wonderful listeners, GNR for Trump, said big time, or is it? What did he tell me? It was big time or big? But I seen a report yesterday that talks about a speech, and they were going through a Trump speech, and it quoted, like it said, Trump said bigly. That's what I saw. So I'm going with bigly, okay? I'm going with bigly. That's what I'm going with, damn it. I'm going with bigly. All right, so when I was on break, now they are showing the video. They're showing all these videos of the swimmers. Now, I'm not going to bash the Olympic. I'm not going to bash America. We could do no wrong, okay? We could do no wrong. we could do no wrong. But the Clinton News Network has the headline, video shows swimmers' hands up. And I'm watching the video, and I'm like, I don't know about that headline. The one video where you're saying Lockie's hands are up, his hands aren't really up. They're coming out of a bath. I mean, these guys, they definitely did some stupid drunk stuff. I'm telling you. Because it shows them in this gas station, and the people that are there, they're gas station attendants. They all have a uniform on. Okay? They all have a uniform on. Again, the story, okay? The story of the guys, the swimmers, being pulled over by men with badges and being forced to the ground and being robbed, that's not what happened. That's just not what happened. I mean, these videos show these guys showing up to this gas station, shows them looking tipsy, going into a bathroom, and then it shows guys in uniform, not police uniforms, but gas station uniforms, like old school in the United States, gas. Remember, while some of you are young listening to this show, I'm old. Okay, I'm 43, I'm old. I know some of you are saying, Rob, that's not old. I'm 50. I'm 60. That's old. Regardless, I remember when you pulled into a gas station and they pumped the gas for you. Okay? They pumped the gas for you. Not only was gas like $1.80 a gallon, $1.50 a gallon, but you actually had guys pumping the gas for you. You didn't get out of your car. Guy pulled up. You pulled up to the gas thing. The guy comes out. He goes, yeah. And you go, yeah, let me get $10. You give the guy $10. He pulls out a wad of cash from his pocket. he puts it in his pocket, pushes a button on the machine, and fills your car there with $10. Washes your window with the squeegee. So these guys had gas station uniforms on because Brazil is still kind of like we were 40 years ago, 30 years ago. So I'm telling you, there's no being pulled over. Guys with badges get on the ground, guns to the head. It's nothing like that. These guys were a little effed up from the chlorine. All right, we'll see more. They're gonna have a press conference soon. So yeah, they are. The Brazilian authorities, they're gonna have a press conference. All right. We are day two. Now, yesterday we talked about Trump. Well, everybody talked about it, but we talked about how everybody's talking about the Bannon hiring, Breitbart's Bannon and Kellyanne Conway. And everyone, and I mean everyone, is losing their mind. Everyone's losing their mind. And what's funny about it is that everybody is saying, oh, no, I guess Trump is doubling down. Trump is going to be crazier than he was before. And Breitbart News is some conspiracy site. And I mean, it's insane. Now, we'll deal with each piece separately, but since the convention, and this is what I don't get, since the convention, and remember, I'm a Trump supporter, I'm in the Trump camp, but I'll still criticize my man. I'm not going to be complete cuckoo bird and try to spin everything. Come on, you just can't spin everything. You just can't. It's silly, and you look stupid when you're sitting behind a microphone trying to spin everything. But since the convention, and the convention was phenomenal, it really was. Granted, every buddy in the media said Trump's speech was dark. It was dark, dreary, and yeah, you know, all the names that they all got together and said, okay, this is the talking memo in ABC, NBC, CBS, blah, 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 blah. Dark, 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 dark. But, it was good. Even, all those outlets that said it was also, and when I say good, they didn't say, oh, but it was good. They didn't just tear it to shreds. They didn't question Trump as a buffoon. I mean, they somewhat put it over as a speech that everybody would be watching. And remember, it got the highest ratings. He beat Hillary. More people watched Trump than Hillary by a few million. So it was a speech he had to give effectively. He had to look presidential. I mean, he's never done this before. Politicians, that moment is what politicians have dreamed about. When people have gotten into politics at a very young age, from the city councilman to, you know, county supervisor, and then they work their way up. That moment, that speech, that exact moment in time is what the Ted Cruz's and the Marco Rubio's and the John McCain's, the Jeb Bush, it's what they've dreamed about. You don't get into politics so you could be a county supervisor the rest of your life. You don't do it. You don't do it. Very few people get into politics because they want to help people. They don't care about the money. They don't care about the fame. They don't care about the power. They just want to help people. Very few. There's some, but few. So Trump, the biggest stage delivered. He delivered. So as dark as the speech was, and he was kind of shouting a little. I mean, you know, here he is in this arena. He's shouting, rawr! But it was good. And everybody said he did what he had to do. He did what he had to do. He didn't get up there and freewheel. He didn't get up there and stumble and mumble. He delivered a powerful speech. You might not like the content, but he did what he had to do. And everybody agreed. It was successful. He got a big bump. Big bump. The media freaked out. Democrats freaked out. Media freaked out. Democrats freaked out. Then the media freaked out. Progressives freaked out. I mean, everybody was like, oh, no, Hillary's done. Okay. And then from that point to, what, 2 days ago? It was a nonstop Trump bash fest. Some of it self-inflicted. But anytime, listen, anytime Trump does a self-inflicted wound, he's like goaded into it. And I know that doesn't sound good for somebody who wants to be the president of the United States. We can't have a president that gets goaded into war. People like Trump because he's one of us. He's human. He's not fake. And when you have eight people beating you with a club, you tend to fight back. So everybody just calm down a minute. But a lot of these self-inflicted wounds are from somebody just jabbing them. Poking him. He doesn't wake up one morning and go, oh, I think I'm going to, talk about the Muslim lady on the stage and why she didn't say anything. He doesn't just wake up and do that. But nonetheless, from that point to 2 days ago, the media have gone after Trump. Trump has gone after everybody who's gone after him. It's been one incident after another. It's been one incident after another. Just endless. Endless. And that's with Paul Manafort running the campaign. That's with the notion that Trump is going to be different. That's the notion that Trump is going to be more disciplined. Everything before that convention, and I'm not talking about 6, 7, 8 months ago, but we heard the new Trump. We heard the Trump that's going to reach out to the establishment, and that's what was happening. That's what was happening. Trump was meeting with the establishment. Trump was doing all of those things that everybody said he had to do. He was doing all the things that Manafort said he had to do. He was doing it. And every day when he did it, the establishment, rather it's the establishment in the conservative radio world, the conservative Twitter world, the conservative blogger world, conservative TV world, guests on Fox, they still went after him. They still attacked him. So even when he went with hat in hand to the establishment and said, hey, let's just get along. Okay, let's. What do you want me to do? Even when he went there, they went, F you. F you. So this was all with Manafort. And then the convention. I mean, look what they did at the convention. Look what Ted Cruz did at the convention. Look what Mike Lee did at the convention. Look what happened. Trump wins fair and square. And still at the convention, they try to embarrass him on the floor. That first day, they try to embarrass him on the floor. Ted Cruz tries to embarrass him. So they still effed with him. They still effed with him. Even with Manafort, even with Trump going, okay, all right, I'm going to play ball. We're all going to get along. After the convention. Down after beatdown. Trump says something, the press goes nuts. The Wall Street Journal calls for him to drop out of the race. The day goes, Trump goes nuts. I mean, all of this is with Manafort. That all of this is with Trump trying to get along with the establishment. And remember, Trump didn't give too many teleprompter on-point speeches after that convention. Remember the Second Amendment comment? That the press said, oh, Trump said to kill Hillary Clinton. That wasn't a teleprompter speech. That was a flow of conscious speech. So all of this stuff happened before Manafort. All of this stuff happened after the convention with Manafort. Now, Kellyanne Conway has been with Trump for a few months now. She didn't just pop up. Bannon has been with Trump for a few years. He didn't just pop up. Roger Ailes has been with Trump for a very long time. He didn't just pop up. So these people that everybody's saying, oh, now Trump's going to get even more wild. They didn't just pop up. They've been in the background. Manafort's team, his crew, the McConnells, the Ryans, all of these people have been running the show. Kellyanne Conway's been there. She just hasn't been in a position where she goes, okay, this is what we're going to do. She's been there to whisper in Trump's ears. Bannon's been there to whisper in Trump's ears, hey, you should be talking about this or you should be doing that. But never in a position to say, this is what we're going to do. These are the optics. This is what we're going to say. This is how we're going to reach out. Kellyanne Conway hasn't been the one that's been on every single news channel speaking for the campaign like Manafort was. Like when Manafort is getting into a verbal spat with Cuomo and Tapper and the long list. So why people are saying, oh no, now Trump's going to be crazy. If anything, since Conroy and Bannon took over, and again, when we heard about this the other day, that wasn't the first day. You want to know what the first day was? You know what the first day was? When Trump delivered the national security speech. That was the first day. That was the first day. When I came back from Rochester, that week I was gone, was Manafort and Ryan, and everybody in that circle, the establishment circle. At the end of that week, that was all of their last days. What we've gotten this week is from Bannon and Conroy. This is the new Trump. It's not, oh, what's going to happen now? They're going to double down on conspiracies. No. Absolutely. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The national security speech that everybody went, oh, that was pretty good. That was Bannon and Kellyanne. The speech in Milwaukee? That was Bannon and Kellyanne. The town hall with Sean Hannity last night, that was Bannon and Kellyanne. When the questions about the Clinton Foundation came up, and Trump seemed to take this, well, you know, maybe we could give them the benefit of the doubt, and well, maybe the foreign money. And you went, wow, he's not going bombastic. He's not going over the top. Well, you know, they should have known, and if they didn't know, they know now. They should return the money. This is all Bannon and Kellyanne. When I'm listening to Mark Levin yesterday, when I'm running errands in the car, and I hear Mark Levin go, this is crazy. Trump gives this speech. Trump gives that speech. They're good speeches. And now we have this circus. Now we have this circus. Now we have this shakeup. We have this. First, he hates Breitbart. Because they hate him. And secondly, the Trump speeches and this Trump vibe, this Trump shift, pivot, is Kelly and Bannon. This wasn't Manafort. This wasn't his crew. What we got last week And the week before. And the week before that. That was Manafort. That was Manafort. That was that crew. That was them who said, Trump, you got to do all these things. If you do all these things, you're going to get 99% of the Republican Party behind you. You're going to have all of these haters in the Republican Party not hating you. They're going to come around. The donors on the sideline are going to come around. Everything's going to be good. And as Trump did what Manafort and them said he had to do, he just kept getting crapped on, which in turn made him angry. So he would do more and more things that he was told would work. And he got more and more pushback, which made him more and more angry, which translated into mess ups and freewheeling rallies and just everything that wound up happening these past few weeks that has resulted in everybody going, oh, Trump's over. It's over. It's done. Finished. Goodbye. Finito. Yeah, we know the election's still 80 days away, but it's over. Pack it in. Pack it in. It's done. So after last week, Trump said, well, you know what? I do what you guys want me to do, and you still crap on me. So forget it. Forget it. Absolutely forget it. And remember, Kelly has been there for months. Kelly was probably sitting across from Trump, shaking her head going, I told you, this is what we have to do. She probably pulled out charts. Remember, she's a pollster. Bannon, and I talked about this yesterday, has 30-something million people that go to Breitbart. He has a network from Jerusalem to London, California. He has Breitbart across the United States, across the world. IP addresses, geographics, algorithms. He has it all. So between him and Carrie Ann, that was a father, they said, Trump, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. Look at these charts. Look at these stats. Look what happens when you say this. Look what happens when you say that. Look at this poll. Look at that poll. And Trump said, okay. All right. So what's the game plan? And Kellyanne said, well, I'll be out there talking. I'll be out there with Cuomo. I'll be out there with Tapper. Because they're not going to go after me. They're not going to attack me. They're not going to attack me. They're not going to look like they're beating me up. Regardless of me being with you, regardless of me being a Republican, they're not going to beat me up. Plus, I'm good, and I don't let anybody beat me up, let alone these dummies. I've dealt with them for years. I've been doing their show for years. I know them better than they know themselves. And Trump went, okay. And Bannon said, you're going to stick to these issues. These are the issues that got you here. We are going to put together a series of speeches. We're going to put together a schedule. We will have Hillary try to keep up. You deliver a scripted speech here. You deliver a scripted speech there. You talk about this, talk about that. Today, Hillary's meeting with police. Trump did that the other day. Now Hillary has to do it today. Match for match. Event for event. Hillary can't keep up. Hillary can't keep up. You see those videos, those pictures going around. Her staff has to help her upstairs. She literally had to have help walking upstairs. She has a stool, okay? She has a stool. They push her stool in. I said it, yeah. They have a stool. It's off to the side. And they have to push her stool in. I don't have to have my stool pushed in. I don't. I've never had my stool pushed in. I've never had it. Okay? I've never had it. If I've needed to sit down, I've had a chair. And very rarely do I need a chair if I'm on my feet for a very long time. I have stamina. I have great energy. I'm high energy. Hillary Clinton needs to have a stool. There's always a stool off to the side. And then when she's on her feet for more than 10 or 15 minutes, they push her stool in. They push her stool in. So she can't match event for event with Trump. So all of this, Bannon and Carrie Ann and what's going to happen and Breitbart being this conspiracy site. Listen, the notion that Breitbart is a right wing. Oh, it's a right wing. Like I said, nobody says CNN is a left wing, but they are. They 100% are. They 100% are. When you have Jake Tapper delivering speeches for Global Initiative, I mean, the Clinton Global Initiative, he's on this panel, he's off a panel. Andrew Cuomo. Chris Cuomo, I mean, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, their father, Chris Cuomo, I mean, he's a Democrat, bleeding heart Democrat. Anderson Cooper, what do you think? Anderson Cooper is a militant Tea Partier? The guy vacations with Andy Cohen, okay? The guy goes, the guy does human men pyramids, okay, with Andy Cohen in Barbados. He's on vacation with men, frolicking in the sand, oiling each other up. Don Lemon, I mean, really? That's not a left website? That's not a left-wing news organization? Are you? Come on. Come on now. Come on now. So everybody's saying that Trump is going to get more extreme. Trump is gonna go crazy. It's listen, the new Trump that we're seeing now is because of Bannon and Carrie-Anne, or Kellyanne. I keep saying Carrie-Anne. I keep saying Carrie-Anne, Lisa Ann, it's Kellyanne. It's amazing to watch the media freak. See, they understand. They understand that the election is still about 80 days away. And they understand, like I said yesterday, that people don't remember what happened a week ago, let alone 2 months ago. And they understand and they realize that a Trump that did the foreign policy speech, the Trump that did the speech in Milwaukee, the Trump that's in North Carolina today speaking, to groups of police officers, that Trump will beat Hillary. That Trump will beat Hillary. And they know it, and it's freaking them out. It's freaking them out. Absolutely freaking them out. So all of my conservative friends, all of my Republican friends, don't worry about the Trump without Manafort. Because the Trump that you like now, the Trump that you're saying, this new Trump, if he stays on message, we'll win. The Mark Levin, who says that speech he gave was really good. It's all because of Bannon. It's all Kellyanne. This new Trump and the new team was already in place before the week started. They were already in place before the week started. This week is the new team. It was just announced yesterday, but they've been there since the end of last week in an official out front, we are running this show capacity. Like I said, Bannon's always been there, and Kellyanne's always been there. And now you're seeing a Trump that not only can win, but a Trump that will win.